sa harap ng hinihintay na muling sagupaan ng dalawang magaling na boksingerong Australiano, mukhang nakapokus si Anthony Mundin sa paglilipat ng kanyang galit mula sa kanyang kalabang Danny Green patungo sa pambansang awit. Sa isang bukas na sesyon ng pagsasanay sa Adelaide, ipinagtanggol ng boksingero ang kanyang komento sa isang panayam sa pahayagan na nagsasabing ang pambansang awit ay rasista at walang respeto sa mga katutubong Australiano.
I don't think it's right. I don't think it's just for my people. I don't think it's just for myself and my ancestors, my grandmother, my grandfather. So I would not like to see it played.
Sa isang artikulong inilethala ng Daily Telegraph, sinabi din ni Anthony Mundin na ang mga awit na Jessica Mauboy ay pinili upang umawit ng Advance Australia Fair sa gabi ng laban dahil siya ay itim.
She might research, she might know the actual facts around the anthem. I do. You know what I mean? So I can't really talk to Jess. She wanna do that, that's on her, but I wanna educate her and everybody else.
Hindi sumagot ang Sony Music ang kumakatawan kay Binibining Mauboy sa kahilingan ng SBS para magbigay ng komento. Sinabi ng boksingerong Danny Green na tatayo siya para sa pambansang awit. Subalit idinagdag niya na iginagalang niya ang dahilan kung bakit ayaw tumayo ang kanyang kalaban.
If he feels so passionate and strong about that, then so be it. That's his prerogative, and that's his opinion, that's his choice. Like I said, I'll be standing for the anthem and I'll be singing the national anthem.
Mula sa isang debate tungkol sa petsa na kung ang pambansang araw ng Australia ay dapat ilipat, minsan pang natagpuan ng punong ministro ang sarili sa pagtatanggol ng kanyang posisyon. Sinabi ng punong ministro na hindi siya kasama sa pananaw ni Ginoong Mundin.
Well, I don't agree with him that our national anthem unites all Australians. Every from our first Australians to the newest baby in the arms of a migrant mother.
Si Anthony De Leon ay isang lecturer sa Faculty of Health Sciences ng Australian Catholic University at sumulat tungkol sa lahi at isyong aboriginal. Siya din ay hindi sumasang-ayon kay Anthony Mundin.
He's certainly wrong because there are many like him who are young and they're not oppressed and they're doing quite well. It may not describe the current day perfectly, but it's certainly not racist and it is just a bloody anthem.
Ang National Congress of Australia's First Peoples ang pangunahing lupong kumakatawan sa mga aboriginal at nakatira sa Torres Strait. Sinabi ng co-chair na Jackie Huggins na may dahilan upang suriin ng mas malapit ang mga salita ng pambansang awit.
When you have words like "for we are young and free," Aboriginal people have lived in this country for over 60,000 years. So where's the terra nullius debate there? We have the highest incarceration rates in our country, which is unacceptable by world standards.
Binaliwala din ni Jackie Higgins ang mga kritiko na nagsabing ang sinasabi ni Anthony Mundin ay para lamang isang palabas. Subalit naniniwala ang komentaristang Paul Abham na may sadyang elemento ng komentaryo si Ginoong Mundin.
The timing, I think maybe it's a coincidence, but I think he's clever enough to know what he's doing. That by giving a controversial opinion, it's going to sell his agenda and also sell his fight.
SBS.
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 SBS. SBS Radio.